a work of fiction that went from the stage to the page is in bookstores today. Robin Young explains.
Dear Evan Hansen, we've been way too out of touch. Things have been crazy, and it sucks that we don't talk that much.
First, it was a musical, Dear Evan Hansen, the story of a socially awkward, woebegone high school senior who gets caught in a fib that spirals out of control about being the best friend of a classmate he actually hardly knew, who takes his life. And before you know it, our Dear Evan Hansen is leading a national movement against suicide. It was a huge hit when it debuted on Broadway in 2016.
On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? 'Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window.
Dear Evan Hansen won 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. So besides a national tour, what could its creators, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, music and lyrics, and book author Stephen Levinson, do for an encore? How about a young adult novel, which captivated this adult as well? Author Val Emick wrote the new Dear Evan Hansen book with input from the show's creators. And all four join us from the NPR studios in New York. Val Emick, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Benj Pasek?
We are all here, yes.
Yes, Justin Paul.
Hello there.
Stephen Levinson.
Hello.
Benj, I understand that this is all based on something that happened in your high school?
It's not directly based on something that happened in my high school, but there was a student who I didn't know particularly well, and he passed away, and everyone in the school community, after his death, really began to sort of claim that they were closer with him than they actually were, myself included. And I was sort of struck by this, and when I met Justin in college, we began to talk about how similar phenomenon like our generation's response to 9/11, we knew a lot of people who would insert themselves in this tragedy or pretend that they knew people that passed away and they might not have. And we were so captivated and curious by why our generation in particular feels the need to kind of publicly mourn and be a part of community by any means necessary. Yeah. And we wanted to explore that further.
Well, but in this case, Evan Hansen, he's a kid that just gets up every day trying to have a better day. In fact, he's in therapy, and part of his assignment in therapy has been to write a letter to himself, Dear Evan Hansen, you know, kind of telling himself about how he's going to have a good day. And what happens is that this young man, Connor, also a troubled classmate, but he presents as kind of a bully, he finds one of the letters, takes it home. After he kills himself, his parents think that it's a letter he's written to Evan Hansen, Dear Evan Hansen, and so they think they're best friends, and poor Evan Hansen kind of gets caught in this fib that spirals out of control and also kind of changes him. Stephen Levinson, this idea that he's suddenly finding respect from people and an entree into school life because there's this false idea about him, that's very compelling.
Yeah, well, I think he makes that decision ultimately to just kind of keep going with this story because everything he's always wanted comes true, but it's also that the people around him are healed by this story as well.
Right, right.
He feels as though he's giving something to them.
Yeah, the young man's family, they want to embrace this, you know, best friend of their son, who of course isn't. I mean, it's just heartbreaking. And it's also heartbreaking to hear Evan's mother, a struggling single mom, when she finds out Evan's been taken in by Connor's family, because she can't give him a lot of the things that they can. Let's listen.
And you say what you need to say so that you get to walk away. It would kill you to have to stay trapped when you've got something new. Well, I'm sorry I had it rough, and I'm sorry I'm not enough. Thank God they rescued.
Justin Paul, you were able to put those feelings into a song. What's it like now there's a YA novel? You don't have music to get across these characters.
No, it's true. It's something that we talked a lot about at the beginning of the process with Val, which was, you know, how do you take the what becomes sort of tentpole moments in the musical, how do you take that and translate it into a book?
Yeah.
It is an interesting process of how do you get inside a character's head in the same way that a song does. And that's why I think it does work so well as a novel, because the book allows us to get inside these characters' heads to really feel what they're feeling in the way that a song does. So I think it does translate well. And in the same token, we also felt like We wanted this to be a different experience from the musical. And so we weren't slavish to saying, okay, every time there's a huge song moment, we have to have a big moment in the book and we have to capture that huge thing, because we want this to be its own experience and to live on its own.
Val, any sweaty palms? This is very special to people. All these characters, and especially Evan Hansen, really mean something to young people. Then he's in your hands.
I'm glad I didn't speak to you before beginning the novel. yes, lots of sweaty hands, still sweaty hands. In fact, it was the sweaty hands line in Evan's first monologue in the show that I was like, this is me, I can write this.
Because we should say, Evan also had sweaty hands.
That's right. He's trying to will his hands not to be sweaty, but by even thinking about them being sweaty, they're becoming more sweaty. I've been through that rabbit hole before.
Yeah.
I felt like I knew how to do this. Emotionally, I knew how to do it. At the same time, I did think it was sort of an unfair challenge, given the popularity and the intensity with which people had attached themselves to Evan and the other characters.
Well, talk more about this notion that you're writing about suicide. You had to, I'm imagining, be careful not to romanticize this.
For sure. Suicide is something that I have experience with, let's just say. I know the other guys have stories of their own. So I was definitely sensitive to that fact. But we all wanted to know more about Connor. The guys, definitely that was a goal of theirs and a mission they gave me. Tell us more about Connor. We have these ideas of him. Can you make these work? Okay, I think I can make some of this work. Really, it started with just finding his voice. At one point, they said, like, we want to give Connor some happiness. In the show, we're only seeing just this small glimpse of Connor, and it's torture. It's him taking his life. In the book, we get to know more about life before that. And part of his life, did he ever experience joy? Or was it all, darkness?
We don't want to give anything away. But I have to say, we actually find out his backstory. And we find out this crushing thing that happened to him. You know, some people may not want to know that.
Yeah, this is Stephen.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely a tension that we felt in the creative process was, how much do we want to know? Obviously, you leave the show wanting to know more about Connor, but do you really want to know more about Connor, or do you want to imagine more about Connor? And I think what we found in the book, especially with Val's treatment of it, is that we learn many reasons why Connor goes the way he does and Evan goes the way he does. And it was important to us that it not feel monocausal, like there's this one thing that is the reason Connor is the way he is or Connor does what he does. You know, and I think it's pretty successful in that.
It also feels like a cautionary tale for our times of what it's like to suddenly get swept up in media. Evan and his friends become a sensation. They're interviewed by everyone across the country. It's a cautionary tale, you know, what can happen when suddenly you don't even know what you're, doing yet and you're on a national stage. There's that. But Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, I understand that while you debated what to do, how much to do more in a book than you did in the musical, your fans were already doing it. Fan fiction. They were writing about Evan and Connor and what might have happened.
Yeah, this is Justin. You know, that was something that was inspiring to us in terms of doing the novel adaptation was seeing that there were fans around the country, around the world, who had never seen the show. Maybe they had listened to the cast album or watched a clip online or something, and they were beginning to create their own stories with these characters and interactions that might have been between Evan and Connor, and a particular curiosity about Connor, which is partially what inspired us. People have wanted to engage with these characters, and that's what gave us the confidence to do this in the first place.
It is a conversation starter for families. You know, moms can see elements of their kids that their kids won't talk about, out loud, and kids will see elements of their parents that humanize them. And ultimately, it's really about how we relate to our family members, how we hide ugly truths about ourselves.
Yeah, that part is the interesting thing, is because I think it's a given that people come and talk about, oh, this is like my family. But I think the more interesting and somewhat heartbreaking stories are the adults, the grown people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s coming and saying, I'm Evan, or that was me, or that's how I still feel, or I'm still trying to – become the most authentic version of myself, and I can't talk to people. I can't find community.
And of course, there's a burrowed teenager in all of us. But but there's also the heartbreaking element of, I think, being a parent and not feeling like you know what you're doing and you don't know how to save your kid and you're doing the best that you can. Mm. And hopefully when you see bits of the story that we don't necessarily talk about because they're taboo, depression or feeling inadequate or feeling like you want to be noticed or seen in a world where you feel incredibly isolated and alone, it gives permission to kind of talk about it and begin conversations that are really, really difficult. And that's why we found in the theater that there is kind of these cathartic moments that people are having together. And we hope that that extends, and we're confident that it will, when people are reading the book. Mm-hmm. By reading that other characters are going through it, you realize that you're not the only one who's going through it. Yeah. And it can begin that conversation.
Yeah. We've been talking to Benj Pasek, Justin Paul, and Stephen Levinson, the creators of the musical Dear Evan Hansen. Val Emick wrote the new novel with them. It comes out today. Thanks to you all.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Robin Young speaking to the authors of Dear Evan Hansen.